New Orleans has quietly started using an AI agent to answer and triage thousands of 911 calls a day. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is August 7th, 2026. The change in New Orleans is small on its face, but raises larger questions about when automation belongs on the line between life and death. Atlassian rallied about 23% after an earnings beat, reporting roughly $1.77 billion in revenue and subscription ARR of $6.606 billion, up 23% year-over-year. Management pointed to strong cloud growth and adoption of its embedded AI features as the driver. And the takeaway is simple. Watch how customers using those AI tools expand compared with legacy users, because that adoption curve will determine whether the stock move has staying power. Alphabet's recent jumbo bond sale attracted roughly $115 billion of orders, more than four times the anticipated size of the deal, a sign investors were eager to finance big tech's capacity buildouts. That kind of demand lowers the company's borrowing costs for data center and chip spending, but it also raises the practical question markets are asking now. If revenue from AI projects slows, who carries the risk of this lopsided debt-backed expansion?
Google's AI overview briefly amplified a viral internet rumor that certain Flock safety license plate cameras contained measurable amounts of precious metals, a claim the system repeated with specific, implausible numbers before Google corrected the answer. The episode, which blew up across the technology subreddit, is an easy illustration of hallucination risk. Confident AI answers plus sketchy online sources can create bad facts in minutes, and bad facts can lead to vandalism or misplaced trust fast.
New Orleans has started routing some 911 traffic to an AI agent designed to triage and reduce duplicate reports. The system, built with a vendor called Carbine and trained on years of local call records, is being used for things like motor vehicle accident reports and for consolidating repeat callers so human dispatchers aren't swamped. Officials frame it as a pragmatic response to staffing shortages and thousands of calls a day, and the city says the AI's job is narrowly defined: handle routine intake, route duplicates, and free humans to focus on true emergencies. What makes this more than a local IT project is the early operational glitch. During the Bourbon Street attack, the AI initially classified the first two calls as a traffic incident for about 20 seconds before a human dispatcher took over. That short lag is a concrete example of how brittle these systems can be under stress. Critics are asking three concrete questions right now. Will callers always know they're speaking to a machine? How well does the speech recognition handle stress, background noise, and strong regional accents? And who will audit incidents where the AI misclassifies severity? Privacy and civil rights advocates worry that automated triage could replicate bias or produce dangerous false negatives. And on the local message boards, some commenters put it bluntly. They say the city is experimenting on a predominantly black population and want clearer human-in-the-loop safeguards. The practical fixes exist. Mandatory audible disclosure that callers are speaking with an AI, a hard time to human handoff rule for any sign of escalation, independent audits with published error rates, but they require policy choices, not just tech updates.
If other cities follow New Orleans, the real test will be whether municipalities demand transparency, publish performance metrics, and create liability rules that make vendors and agencies accountable when a triage decision goes wrong.
There's a different kind of escalation playing out in Salem, Oregon, where a proposed multi-billion dollar AI data center provoked a theatrical and divisive protest. Demonstrators brought a guillotine to a public meeting, company representatives left saying they felt unsafe, and the city council then voted unanimously to direct staff to draft a moratorium on data center development. The proposal in question came from a company called Verus for a 75-acre Mill Creek site, and had already drawn intense testimony about water use, energy demand, and the character of the neighborhood. Governor Tina Kotek later ordered the state to withdraw a land sale tied to the project, saying this is about making sure state actions reflect Oregon's values and serve the public interest. Two concrete dynamics are colliding here. One is resource economics. Modern hyperscale buildings use large amounts of power, and in some cases water for cooling or operations, which can stress local grids and municipal supplies and shift costs toward residents. The other is process and trust. Many proposals have been negotiated quietly under NDAs, with promises of tax benefits and jobs, and residents complain they've had little time to evaluate environmental impacts or enforceable community benefits. Online reaction mirrors the split in the council chamber. Some people hailed the turnout as democracy making officials pause and listen, while others said the guillotine crossed a line from protest into intimidation and harmed constructive negotiation. The policy responses to this kind of local unrest will matter. States can demand robust environmental reviews, require binding community benefit agreements, or condition incentives on demonstrated grid upgrades. Companies, meanwhile, can either invest in transparent local partnerships or risk further escalation that kills projects entirely.
Put another way, if data centers are presented as a fait accompli, communities will either accept them under negotiated terms or, increasingly, push back theatrically, and that uncertainty changes how and where companies build infrastructure for AI. The two stories add up to a single thread worth watching. We're no longer debating whether AI can do a task, we're arguing about when it should, who decides that, and how accountability is enforced. In New Orleans, the immediate stakes are human safety and fair treatment. In Salem, the stakes are civic consent, environmental limits, and how infrastructure gets sited. Both episodes show how the public reaction can quickly move from curiosity to regulation, litigation, or moratoriums unless governments and companies make transparent, enforceable trade-offs up front. Reddit threads on both topics are full of practical suggestions and anger in equal measure. That emotion matters because it shapes the political pressure officials will respond to, and it will influence whether cities write binding oversight rules or simply outsource those decisions to vendors. Do we treat an AI answering 911 like a medical device that needs testing, audits, and recall plans, or like a helpful phone tree with no independent oversight? I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.